Here we are with Stephen Rick from Kina Mutual Group. We're talking a little economy today. What's going on with the economy? I'm going to set you off here.
Well, I know you had a discussion on Brexit and all that, so I'm going to set that aside for a minute and just talking about the overall trends in the U.S. economy.
Okay.
Basically, the labor market's doing great. The unemployment rate's down to 4.7%, below 5%, mm-hmm. which is full employment. Mm-hmm. We're seeing wage pressure starting to pick up, strong job growth amongst all different types of jobs, mm-hmm. from high-wage, medium-wage, low-wage jobs.
Awesome.
So with that, with rising wages, you're going to start to see rising inflation.
Uh-oh.
And that's a trigger for the Fed. You know, the Federal Reserve maybe is probably put on hold for a short-term interest rate increase this summer,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but we're still not taking it off the table. The Fed may move in December to keep raising rates if inflation goes up due to these rising wages mm-hmm. and the strong labor market.
Well, and I hate to go back to the Brexit thing, but it sounds like that interest rates might be put on hold because of that whole thing. But I don't want to go down that path because that's a rabbit hole that we'll address later.
If you just kind of focus on the U.S. economy set aside the Brexit.
Okay.
Once again, I think that Brexit, we kind of overshot on some of the stock market. Same thing with the British pound falling 8%. I think the markets will basically smooth out a little bit and we'll recover, I think, a lot of that stock decline.
Okay. So what does this mean for credit unions? What can we expect with all these numbers? Because it sounds we're still positive.
Yeah, I mean loan growth is booming this year. Yeah. We're in a third year of a 3-year credit boom, the likes of which we haven't seen in 10
mm-hmm.
years. So loans are coming in faster than 10% loan growth for the average credit union. Now, once again, averages mask huge disparity between mm-hmm. different size credit unions and different types.
Yeah.
But overall, I call these the halcyon days for credit unions.
No doubt.
They're prosperous. They're relatively calm. This is the great years that we're living in. It's not going to last. Actually, forecasting, according to one of my models, 2018 could be the next recession. So we got a couple years. So, you know, you can put it on hold for a couple years, you know, because we have recessions every 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we have to have a recession.
Right.
You don't have to. But due to credit cycles, debt booms and busts, that triggers basically.
Okay.
And we actually expect by 2018 a slowdown in credit creation or debt, which typically means a slowdown in the economy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and maybe not a full-blown recession, but just a slowdown.
Okay, yeah, because I've talked to some auto lending people, and they're predicting, 2017, 2018, get a plan in place, be proactive with this stuff, because it's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for respect to credit unions, with this whole Brexit thing, because of the stock market volatility, you always see an increase in deposit growth.
Mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
kind of rush to the insured mm-hmm. safety of a CD, mm-hmm. a money market account, things like that. And so you could see a little bit of deposit growth from this. Also, because of uncertainty and volatility for some industries, you may see a little bit of loan growth,
mm-hmm.
On the margin, as mm-hmm. economists like to say.
Okay.
But overall, I don't think it's going to have that much of an impact, the whole Brexit thing.
Okay.
We're forecasting GDP growth for this year at about 2.25%. Which is a long-run growth rate. It's about 2%,
okay,
so it's a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Next year, 2017, about 2.5% economic growth.
Okay.
Not bad, pretty good.
Yeah.
Once again, by 2018, maybe slowing down to 1% or even zero.
All right, so party for another year and a half, and then let's get
good.
Serious.
All right. Yes.
All right, see, anything else to add there? I mean, your head is full of numbers. I mean, I can't imagine what's going on in there, but thank you for that, because I couldn't remember them all.
Dude, just one other thing. You mentioned the auto sector,
yeah.
which is doing great.
Yeah.
Last year, we sold like 17.4 million cars, but housing is also doing great. We have a shortage in housing right now, which is pushing up home prices nationwide about 6%.
Wow, nice.
And of course, in a free market economy, prices send a signal. And when you have home prices going up 6%, it's sending a signal to home builders, build more homes. So we're seeing home construction increase 9% this year, hiring back a lot of those unemployed carpenters, plumbers, electricians, masons. So the housing market's doing well, another nice sector in the economy, because that's a huge multiplier effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you build that house, you got to buy the washing machine, the dryer, the refrigerator, the carpets, the drapes. And so you get a nice multiplier effect through the whole economy.
Yeah, because I noticed that in San Diego when we were going through the whole crisis, everything was shut down. And now there's a whole lot of building going on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, things are all right.
Yeah.
So
the cycle plays out.
Yeah, it does. All right, Stephen, thank you so much. Always a pleasure and always an education.
Thank you, Mike.
A fun one.